Mishnah Dalet, the way that lamps were made in those days is that you'd have the actual lamp itself, so a sort of small bowl, and in one part of the lamp there'd be space for a wick, and the rest of the lamp was really filled with oil. But instead of pouring all of the oil which you're going to use into the lamp might have been too shallow for that. So if they wanted the candle to last for a long time, they would add a small sort of container on top of the lamp, and they would fill that container with oil, and then make a very small hole at the bottom of the container so that the oil drips out of that container very slowly. And that way there'll be enough oil for the wick to be alight for a very long time, but at the same time, since it's going in very slowly, the lamp will not overflow with oil. Now the Mishnah says that according to the Tanna Kamma, unless this is made in a specific way, it is forbidden. Le'ikiv Adam Shveferes Shel Beitza, a person cannot make a hole in the bottom of an eggshell, so he'll use this eggshell as the container on top of the lamp, Nimal Eno Shemen and fill it up with oil v'nen al pianer, and put it on top of the lamp, B'shvul Shetehim Atefes, so that the oil drops slowly into the lamp, as we described, and the reason why in this case it's forbidden is because the eggshell is not attached to the lamp. It is placed on top of the lamp, but it isn't stuck to it, and because of that we are concerned that somebody who needs oil might see this lamp, he'll see that there's oil, which is separate from the lamp, it's not actually part of the lamp itself, and he might take away the eggshell in order to use the oil which is in there. Or he might just pour out some of the oil from the eggshell, and that is forbidden. The reason why that is forbidden is because just like it's forbidden to put out a fire, it's also forbidden to remove some of the oil from the fire, because the less oil which a wick is drawing from, the less clear and brightly the flame will be. So by removing the oil, it's like putting out the fire because you are reducing the fire. Says the Mishnah, filu hi shel cheres, even if this container was not an eggshell, rather it was made out of earthenware, so earthenware is usually quite dirty, and if you put oil into earthenware, you wouldn't really want to use the oil for anything other than the lamp. To use it to rub on your body or for cooking or something, that would be considered disgusting, and therefore it's less likely that somebody will take the oil out of there in order to use it. Nevertheless, according to the Tanna Kamma, we are still concerned that somebody might take that oil, and therefore it is forbidden to set up a lamp in this way. Now Rabbi Yehuda argues on all of this, for Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits this, even with an eggshell. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people will realize that the eggshell is there for the sake of the lamp, and it's part of the lamp, and the oil is dripping into the lamp, and so people will not take that oil, just like they won't take the oil from the lamp itself, they also won't take the oil from the eggshell. Now everybody agrees, Avalim Chibra Hayotzim Etchila, if the potter or the craftsman attached the eggshell or the other, whatever the container was made out of, if he attached that to the lamp, so then Mutter, then it is permitted to use it, because everybody will realize that it is part of the lamp, and they won't take the oil out of it. Because now the entire thing together with the lamp is considered one utensil, so just like you're allowed to use a regular lamp on Shabbos, you're also allowed to use a lamp with this container of oil on top of it. Alright, now the second half of the Mishnah brings a similar case, and in this case it's even more likely that somebody will remove the oil, but even here Rabbi Yehuda will allow it. Le'mali odom es haka'or shemen, one cannot fill up a bowl with oil, v'itneno b'tzad haner, and put it on the side of a lamp, so you've got a regular lamp, with a wick coming out of the oil, and you're going to light that part of the wick, but the other end of the wick, which you're not lighting, and would usually just be in the lamp itself, you stretch that wick, v'yitin rosh ha'psila b'secha, and you put the end of the wick into the separate bowl, which is filled with oil, b'shvil shetehei she'eves, so that the wick draws oil from this bowl as well, and the wick will burn for longer. So we're trying to achieve the same thing as in the first part of the Mishnah, just in this case, the container of oil is not even on top of the lamp. It's a totally separate utensil, and so somebody is even more likely to remove the oil from that bowl, since it is totally not part of the lamp. And therefore, according to the Tanna Kamma, certainly this is forbidden. However, even in this case, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, somebody will realize that it is part of the lamp, and that just like they can't take the oil from the lamp itself, they will also not come to take oil from the bowl in which the wick is drawn to.